every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
It's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be hearing about how businesses can protect themselves against flooding. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Cornwall Council has named Andrew Kerr as its new chief executive. Kerr, who is currently chief operating officer at Cardiff Council, will move into his new role in January. Paul Masters, who had been filling the post since Kevin Lavery left earlier this year, will return to his role as assistant chief executive. Cornwall Council has held discussions with the Department for Transport regarding the possibility of the government providing a subsidy for the Newquay to London Airlink. Flybe announced earlier this year that it will terminate its service between Newquay and Gatwick at the end of March 2014, and it has since proved difficult to find a carrier to fill the void. Imposing a public service obligation would make it more attractive, however, as it would mean the government providing a subsidy to an operator for a 4-year period. Cornwall has been omitted from a list of areas being put forward by the government for inclusion in the Ireland Fuel Rebate Scheme. To date, the scheme, which allows a 5p a litre reduction in fuel duty, has been piloted on the Isles of Scilly and the Scottish Islands. The government is looking to extend that to 10 other rural communities in the UK, including Linton in Devon, but not Cornwall. And finally, the National Maritime Museum in Cornwall is set to play host venue in the southwest to the BBC's Children in Need campaign next month. There'll be live feature broadcasts on BBC Spotlight during the day, as well as live links into the National TV Network programme throughout the evening.
7 days.
Cornwall's seen some of its biggest downpours over the past week, where, yes, the ground is getting a bit sodden now, and very likely we will see even more rain coming up to Christmas. So I'm here at Richford's Fire and Flood in Poole with John Henry, who works with Richford's. Just tell me some of the things that businesses can be doing now if they feel that there could be a threat to their business from flooding.
Okay, so some very simple ideas we can communicate to businesses throughout the southwest and in Cornwall. Some very simple measures as well, such as moving contents items which may be on the floor. I'm thinking sort of computers, maybe items of stock in shops. If the Environment Agency have issued weather warnings, in moving those items up to higher levels, that could be putting them on desks in the office or maybe upstairs in your building. Also, having flood action plans prepared. So that could involve having sandbags pre-filled, ready to move in front of a doorway if you see water coming down the street.
And there's safety issues that companies need to be thinking about. Electricity.
Yeah, so if unfortunately you are affected by an ingress of water or a flood, obviously you'd want to immediately get sort of an electrical safety check carried out by your electrician, really just to make safe any electrical items that could have been affected.
Now, you mentioned sandbags and having those ready filled. Are they always the best thing? Because I've seen some people have floodboards as well.
Some buildings are fitted already with floodboards, and obviously if you do have one, it's a 5-minute exercise at the end of the day just to place it in front of your door.
Part of that flood action plan would be to have a number ready to call if everything goes, you know, really badly with inundation of rain.
Of course, we quite often find businesses who react quickest and fastest often are able to get themselves back opening and running as quickly as possible, saving cost and obviously keeping trade going. So having a number ready, if that's your insurer or a company similar to ourselves, available. We found in our experiences businesses who can react quickly and fast almost the morning after the flood has happened or during the flood itself, it's happening during the day, can often get in specialist help to reopen the shop or reopen a business, become trading again as soon as possible, saving lots of money in the long term.
Thank you very much, John Henry from Richford's Fire and Flood.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Let's have a look at what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
If you're listening in time, this weekend sees the Cornwall Home Show at Kingsley Village. Doors for the 2-day event open on Saturday at 10 a.m, cost for entry £2. A special public meeting is being held at Heartlands on Wednesday morning, October the 30th, to look back at what the Convergence programme has achieved to date in Cornwall. There'll also be a look forward to the next round of European funding. And on the Friday, first day of November, the Hall for Cornwall Networks Club meets in the afternoon, offering a creative environment for business networking with a healthy dose of theatrical sparkle. And delegates will be treated to a performance from Stomp, which is currently touring and will be at the HFC from October the 28th to November the 2nd. As usual, full details of these on businesscornwall.co.uk.
And there'll be more from the 7 Days podcast in 7 days' time.
7 Days. With Business Cornwall.